Hi, this is Dwayne, and I'd like to share with you an idea about introductions. There's many ways to do an introduction, and it depends very much on the style of the song as to what you do, but let me just share a generic introduction that you could use on any style of song whatsoever and any tempo, okay? And it's so simple that just anyone from beginners on up can use it. I use it, and I'm fairly advanced, and I've seen beginners use it, so anyone can use it. And it's just created out of two chords, the tonic chord, that's the one chord in whatever key you're in, and the 5-7 chord, okay, that's it. And what you do is you just break up the chord, the tonic chord. Say you're in the key of C, what's the tonic? It's C, isn't it? What's the 5-7 chord? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's G, or G7. You just break up the one chord, and then you break up the 5-7 chord. Then if you want to break up the one chord again, and then break up the 5-7 chord again, then you're ready to go. What do you do in the left hand? You simply play the root of the 5-7 chord, okay? So if the 5-7 chord is G7th, you just play G in the root as you broke up the C chord. Start the song, okay? Presuming it's in the key of C. Say you're in the key of E flat, how would you do that? Well, the one chord is E flat, and the 5-7 chord is B flat, or B flat seventh, right? So you'd have B flat in your left hand on the bottom, and you break up the E flat chord, or just play it as a block, and then you break up the B flat chord, or play it as a block, break up the E flat chord, and then the B-flat chord, and you're ready to go into the song, okay? Now, an alternate idea, and one that I would suggest, is instead of using the 5-7 chord, use the 4 chord. Let's get back to the key of C, okay? If you're in the key of C, what's the 4 chord? F, okay? So, instead of using G7th, use F, but keep the root of the 5-7 chord on the bottom. In other words, you're going to break up the C chord over G, and then you're going to break up the F chord over G, and now the C chord over G, and now the F chord over G, and you're ready to start the song. Now, it doesn't hurt at all to put some color tones in it, and if you know what color tones are, if you're advanced enough to know what sevenths and sixths and ninths are, then put those in. Listen. See that? I played a four-bar introduction just made out of the one chord and the four chord over the root of the 5-7 chord, and I just broke up the chords and I put in a few color tones, like I was putting in a major seventh there and a ninth and a major seventh there. I'm using the breakup I'm using right there is called a straddle, and that's a different subject, but whatever you know to do, turn the chord upside down or break up the chord single file, you know, just depends on your level. If you're advanced, of course, you can use those straddles. If you're a beginner, then just break up the chord. You can go straight up, straight down, or you can skip around. Yeah, I'm skipping around now. Let's say you have an up-tempo jazz tune. How would you do that? Okay, so with only two chords, you can create just a terrific intro. I do it all the time. I could do things a lot more complex, and sometimes I do. But basically, you know, what's wrong with that? It's a simple thing to do. It's effective, and it's some good stuff you really ought to know. So plug that into your toolbox of knowledge about piano playing, and we'll get back to you in a month or so with another idea. So bye-bye for now.